We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, unfortunately, last week you did not get to play your game with Southern Coffee County, who was in COVID protocol. And hopefully that doesn't come back to cause you some issues as district play goes along. But your ball club still has some games to play. And if you take care of business, you have a really good chance of being, well, if you win the rest of your games, you're district champions.
Yeah, I mean, losing that SEC game and having a chance to add to our points, that's really going to that might ding us a little bit. But like you said, if we just take care of business and, you know, just win every try to get a win every week, I mean, it's not going to hurt us that bad. So we're just trying to focus on, you know, going 1-0 this week, not worrying about what we can't do.
Yeah, and from the positive standpoint, your ball club maybe got a little bit of a chance to maybe rest up a little bit and heal up and be ready for the gauntlet run of the rest of the season.
Yeah, we took it pretty easy last week in terms of, you know, conditioning and other things just because, I mean, we knew we could. And it got us, you know, a little bit right in terms of health and helped us, you know, get some things right that in terms of our offense and defense that we were kind of screwing up. But, and it allowed us to, you know, take a break and sit back and try to add some new things too. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And tomorrow night you take on Colony Crest. Colony Crest with their backs against the wall. They lost their first district game. As far as Colony Crest is concerned, though, what challenges will they offer your ball club?
Well, I mean, they are really, really big across the offensive line. I don't think they got an offensive lineman that's less than 250. Our biggest kid is 250, and nobody else is over 200. They got a running back that, you know, he'll go out there and he'll just stay up and keep running, and those. So if we can, you know, take care of their offensive defensive lines, keep them out of our backfield, and if we can try to tackle their, you know, good running back, we'll give ourselves a real good shot to go ahead and win tomorrow.
Well, the one thing that has been a consistent with your football team this year is the effort. Every night out, you know you're going to get 110% from your ball club.
Oh yeah, that's the thing that I love most about my boys. You know, they all 11 of them. That we get out there and we get after it. We know, you know, somebody gets a little banged up, somebody's going to go in there, and there's not going to be any fall off in terms of the effort. These kids, they fight scratch and claw for everything that we get, and that's the funnest part about being their coach.
Coach Ferenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Colony Crest, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and by Stewart Service on KVOE Live and Local.